Hello and welcome to this omnibus edition of God's Promises by John Bale. If you are a regular listener to the podcast, you have probably already heard this, as it is available in individual chunks dotted down the releases. This is, for completeness, a compilation of all that material, and with some minor tweaks, and it is still just a plain text version, barring a few effects. The reason for this is that over six years ago, I started recording material from God's Promises before I had really got myself together. And as I kept dipping into it, the quality of recordings keeps changing. So I was recording in different rooms, using different mics. The various sound effects layered onto God kept changing. And also there is no music or singing, which is a major component of the play. So whilst I could have done a remix with SFX, etc., it would have been a lot of effort for very little qualitative return. Basically, one day, we will start from scratch, using the lessons learnt from this recording as a baseline. If you'd like us to do that, become a patron and vote for us to do it again. If you don't want us to do it, become a patron and vote for us to do something else. If you'd like to know more about the play and John Bale, we have other audio material available. Hunt out further episodes on the podcast. Till then, here's a mostly plain text recording of God's Promises by John Bale, with Annie Eddington as the narrator, Simon Nader as Adam, Alan Scott as Noah, Geir Madland as Abraham, Rob Meissen as Moses, Hayden McCabe as King David, Mark Holtham as Esaias, Cecil Kadir as John the Baptist, and Robert Crichton as God. Enjoy.
If profit may grow most Christian audience by knowledge of things which are but transitory, and here for a time of much more congruence, advantage might spring by the search of causes heavenly, as those matters are that the gospels specify, without whose knowledge no man to the truth can fall, nor ever attain to the life perpetual. For he that knoweth not the living God eternal, the Father, the Son, and also the Holy Ghost, and what Christ suffered for redemption of us all, what he commanded and taught in every coast, and what he forbode, that man must needs be lost, and clean secluded from the faithful chosen sort, in the heavens above, to his most high discomfort. You, therefore, good friends, I lovingly exhort to weigh such matters as will be uttered here, of whom ye may look to have no trifling sport in fantasies feigned, nor such like gaudish gear, but the things that shall your inward stomach steer, to rejoice in God for your justification, and alone in Christ to hope for your salvation. Yea, first ye shall have the eternal generation of Christ, like as John in his first chapter write, and consequently of man the first creation, the abuse and fall through his first oversight, and the rise again through God's high grace and might, by promises first which shall be declared all, then by his own Son, the worker principal. After that Adam bewaileth here his fall, God will show mercy to every generation, and to his kingdom of his great goodness call his elected spouse or faithful congregation, as here shall appear by open protestation, which from Christ's birth shall to his death conclude. They come that thereof will show the certitude.
Act 1. Adam, the first man.
In the beginning, Before the heavens were create, in me and of me was my Son sempiternal, with the Holy Ghost in one degree or estate, of high Godhead to me the Father co-equal. And this my Son was, with me one God essential, without separation at any time from me. And a God he is, of equal dignity. Since the beginning my Son hath ever be, with me his Father in one essential being. All things were create by him in each degree, both in heaven and earth, and have their diverse working. And without his power was never made anything that ever was wrought, but through his ordinance. Each one have his strength and whole continuance. In him is the life and the just recoverance for Adam and his, which naught but death deserved, and this life to men is an high perseverance of a light of faith, thereby they shall be saved. And this light shall shine among the people darkened with unfaithfulness, yet shall they not with him take, but of wilful heart his liberal grace forsake. Which will compel me against man for to make in my displeasure and send plagues of correction most grievous and sharp, his wanton lusts to slake by water and fire, by sickness and infection, of pestilent sores molesting his complexion, by troublous war, by death and painful scarceness, and after this life by an extreme heaviness. I will first begin with Adam for his lewdness, which for an apple neglected my commandment. He shall continue in labour for his rashness. His only sweat shall provide his food and raiment. Yea, yet must he have a greater punishment. Most terrible death shall bring him to his end, to teach him how his Lord God shall offend.
Here Adam falls headlong upon the earth, and after rolling over four times, at last gets up.
Merciful Father, thy pitiful grace extend to me, careful wretch, which have me sore abused thy precept breaking. O Lord, I mean to amend, if thy great goodness would have me excused. Most heavenly Maker, let me not be refused, nor cast from thy sight for one poor sinful crime. Alas, I am frail, my whole kind is but slime.
I wot it is so. Yet art thou no less faulty than thou hadst been made of matter much more worthy. I gave thee reason and wit to understand the good from the evil, and not to take on hand of a brainless mind the thing which I forbade thee.
Such heavy fortune hath chiefly chanced me, for that I was left to mine own liberty.
Then thou art blameless, and the fault thou layest to me.
Nay, all I ascribe to my own imbecility, no fault in thee, Lord, but in my infirmity, and want of respect in such gifts as thou gavest me.
For that I put thee at thine own liberty, thou oughtst my goodness to have in more regard.
Avoid it I cannot, thou layest it to me so hard. Lord, now I perceive what power is in man, and strength of himself, when thy sweet grace is absent. He must needs but fall, do he the best he can, and danger himself as appeareth evident. For I sinned not so long as thou wert present, but when thou wert gone, I fell to sin by and by, and thee displeased. Good Lord, I ask thee mercy.
Thou shalt die for it, with all thy posterity.
For one fault, good Lord, avenge not thyself on me, which am but a worm or a fleshly vanity.
I say thou shalt die with thy whole posterity.
Yet mercy, sweet Lord, if any mercy may be.
I am immutable, I may change no decree. Thou shalt die, I say, without any remedy.
Yet, gracious Father, extend to me thy mercy. And throw not away the work which thou hast create to thine own image, but avert from me thy hate.
But art thou sorry from bottom of thy heart?
Thy displeasure is to me most heavy smart.
Then will I tell thee what thou shalt stick unto, life to recover and my good favour also.
Tell it me, sweet Lord, that I may thereafter go.
This is my covenant to thee and all thy offspring. For that thou hast been deceived by the serpent, I will put hatred betwixt him for his doing and the womankind. They shall hereafter dissent. His seed with her seed shall never have agreement. Her seed shall press down his head unto the ground, slee his suggestions, and his whole power confound. Cleave to this promise with all thy inward power, firmly enclose it in thy remembrance fast. Fold it in thy faith with full hope, day and hour, and thy salvation it will be at the last. That seed shall clear thee of all thy wickedness past, and procure thy peace with most high grace in my sight. See thou trust to it, and hold not the matter light.
Sweet Lord, the promise that thyself here hath made me, of thy mere goodness and not of my deserving, in my faith I trust shall so established be, by help of thy grace, that it shall be remaining so long as I shall have here continuing. And shew it I will to my posterity, that they in like case have thereby felicity.
For a closing up, take yet one sentence with thee.
At thy pleasure, Lord, all things might ever be.
For that my promise may have the deeper effect, in the faith of thee and all thy generation, take this sign with it, as a seal thereto connect. Creep shall the serpent for his abomination. The woman shall sorrow in painful propagation. Like as thou shalt find this true in outward working, so think the other, though it be an hidden thing.
Incessant praising to thee, most heavenly Lord, for this thy succour and undeserved kindness, thou bindest me in heart thy gracious gifts to record and to bear in mind, now after my heaviness, the bruit of thy name with inward joy and gladness. Thou disdainest not, as well appeareth this day, to fetch to thy fold thy first sheep going astray. Most mighty Maker, thou castest not yet away thy sinful servant, which hath done most offence. It is not thy mind forever I should decay, but thou reservest me of thy benevolence, and hast provided for me a recompense by thy appointment, like as I have received in thy strong promise here openly pronounced. This goodness, dear Lord, is of me undeserved. I so declining from thy first institution, at so light motions, to one that thus hath swerved? What a Lord art thou, to give such retribution? I, damnable wretch, deserve it execution of terrible death without all remedy. And to be put out of all good memory, I am enforced to rejoice here inwardly. An imp, though I be of hell, death, and damnation, through my own working. For I consider thy mercy and pitiful mind for my whole generation. It is thou, sweet Lord, that workest my salvation and my recovery. Therefore, of a congruence from hence, thou must have my heart and obedience. Though I be mortal, by reason of my offence, and shall die the death like as God hath appointed, of this I am sure. Through his high influence, at a certain day again to be revived, from ground of my heart this shall not be removed, I have it in faith, and therefore I will sing this anthem to him that my salvation shall bring.
Then, with sonorous voice on his bent knees, he begins an antiphon. O Sapientia, or else in the same it may thus be sung in English.
O eternal sapience, that proceedest from the mouth of the highest, reaching forth with a great power from the beginning to the end, with heavenly sweetness disposing all creatures, come now and instruct us the true way of thy godly prudence.
Act 2. Noah.
I have been moved to strike man diversely, since I left Adam in this same earthly mansion. For why he hath done to me displeasures many, and will not amend his life in any condition. No respect hath he to my word nor monition, but doth what him lust, without discreet advisement, and will in no wise take mine advertisement. Cain hath slain Abel, his brother, an innocent, whose blood from the earth doth call to me for vengeance. my children with men so carnally consent that their vain working is unto me much grievance. Mankind is but flesh in his whole dalliance. All vice increaseth in him continually. Nothing he regardeth to walk unto my glory. My heart abhorreth his wilful misery, his cankered malice, his cursed covetousness, his lusts lecherous, his vengeable tyranny, unmerciful murder and other ungodliness. I will destroy him for his outrageousness, and not him only, but all that on earth do steer, for it repenteth me that ever I made them here.
Most gentle maker, with his frailness somewhat bare, man is thy creature, thyself cannot say nay. Though thou punish him to put him somewhat in fear, his fault to knowledge, yet seek not his decay. Thou mayst reclaim him, though he goeth now astray. And bring him again of thy abundant grace to the fold of faith, here acknowledging his trespass.
Thou knowest I have given to him convenient space, with lawful warnings, yet he amendeth in no place. The natural law which I wrote in his heart he hath outraced, all goodness putting apart. Of health the covenant which I to Adam made he regardeth not, but walketh a damnable trade.
All this is true, Lord. I cannot thy words reprove. Let his weakness yet thy merciful goodness move.
No weakness is it, but wilful working all that reigneth in man through mind diabolical. He shall have therefore like as he hath deserved.
Lose him not yet, Lord, though he hath deeply swerved. I know thy mercy is far above his rudeness, being infinite, as all other things are in thee. His folly, therefore, now pardon of thy goodness, and measure it not beyond thy godly pity. Esteem not his fault farther than help may be, but grant him thy grace, as he offendeth so deeply, thee to remember and abhor his misery. Of all goodness, Lord, remember thy great mercy to Adam and Eve, breaking thy first commandment. Them thou relievest with thy sweet promise heavenly, sinful though they were, and their lives negligent. I know that mercy with thee is permanent, and will be ever so long as the world endure. Then close not thy hand from man, which is thy creature. Being thy subject, he is underneath thy cure. Correct him thou mayest, and so bring him to grace. All lieth in thy hands, to leave or to allure, bitter death to give, or grant most sovereign solace. Utterly from man avert not then thy face, but let him savour thy sweet benevolence, somewhat, though he feel thy hand for his offence.
My true servant Noah, thy righteousness doth move me somewhat to reserve for man's posterity. Though I drown the world, yet will I save the lives of thee and thy wife, thy three sons and their wives, and of each kind too, to maintain you hereafter.
Blessed be thy name, most mighty merciful maker. With thee to dispute, it were inconvenient.
Why dost thou say so? Be bold to speak thy intent.
Shall the other die without any remedy?
I will drown them all for their wilful, wicked folly, that man hereafter thereby may know my power, and fear to offend my goodness, day and hour.
As thy pleasure is, so might it always be. For my health thou art and soul's felicity.
After that this flood have had his raging passage, this shall be to thee my covenant everlasting. The seas and waters so far nevermore shall rage, as all flesh to drown, I will so temper their working. This sign will I add also to confirm the thing, in the clouds above as a seal or token clear, for safeguard of man, my rainbow shall appear. Take thou this covenant for an earnest confirmation of my former promise to Adam's generation.
I will, blessed Lord, with my whole heart and mind.
Farewell then, just Noah. Here leave I thee behind.
Most mighty Maker, ere I from hence depart, I must give thee praise from the bottom of my heart. Whom may we thank, Lord, for our health and salvation, but thy great mercy and goodness undeserved? Thy promise in faith is our justification, as it was Adam's when his heart therein rested, and as it was theirs which therein also trusted. This faith was grounded in Adam's memory, and clearly declared in Abel's innocency. Faith in that promise old Adam did justify. In that promise faith made Eve to prophesy. Faith in that promise proved Abel innocent. In that promise faith made Seth full obedient. That faith taught Enos on God's name first to call, and made Methuselah the oldest man of all. That faith brought Enoch to so high exercise that God took him up with him into paradise. Of that faith the want made Cain to hate the good, and all his offspring to perish in the flood. Faith in that promise preserved both me and mine, so will it all them which follow the same line. Not only this gift thou hast given me, sweet Lord, but with it also thine everlasting covenant, of trust for ever, thy rainbow-bearing record, never more to drown the world by flood inconstant, making the waters more peaceable and pleasant. Alack, I cannot to thee give praise condign, yet will I sing here with heart meek and benign.
Then in a great voice he begins an antiphon. O Orion's splendor! Falling upon his knees, while the chorus follows with instruments.
O most orient clearness, and light shining of the sempiternal brightness, O clear sun of justice and heavenly righteousness, come hither and illumine the prisoner sitting in the dark prison and shadow of eternal death.
Act 3 of Faithful Abraham.
Mine high displeasure must needs return to man, considering the sin that he doth day by day. For neither kindness nor extreme handling can make him to know me by any faithful way, but still in mischief he walketh to his decay. If he do not soon his wickedness consider, he is like doubtless to perish altogether. In my sight he is more venom than the spider, through such abuses as he hath exercised, from the time of Noah to this same season hither. An uncomely act, without shame Ham commised, when he of his father the secret parts revealed. In like case Nimrod against me wrought abusion, as he raised up the castle of confusion. Ninus hath also, and all by the devil's illusion, through image-making upraised idolatry, me to dishonour. And now in the conclusion, the vile sodomites live so unnaturally that their sin vengeance asketh continually. For my covenant's sake I will not drown with water, yet shall I visit their sins with other matter.
Yet, merciful Lord, thy graciousness remember to Adam and Noah, both in thy word and promise, and lose not the souls of men in so great number, but save thine own work of thy most discreet goodness. I wot thy mercies are plentiful and endless, never can they die nor fail, thyself enduring. This hath faith fixed fast in my understanding.
Abraham, my servant, for thy most faithful meaning, both thou and thy stock shall have my plenteous blessing. Where the unfaithful under my curse evermore, for their vain working shall rue their wickedness sore.
Tell me, blessed Lord, where will thy great malice light? My hope is all flesh shall not perish in thy sight.
No, truly, Abraham, thou chancest upon the right. The thing I shall do I will not hide from thee, whom I have blessed for thy true fidelity. For I know thou wilt cause both thy children and servants in my ways to walk and trust unto my covenants, that I may perform with thee my earnest promise.
All that will I do, by assistance of thy goodness.
From Sodom and Gomorrah the abominations call for my great vengeance, which will upon them fall. Wild fire and brimstone shall light upon them all.
Pitiful Maker, though they have kindled thy fury, cast not away yet the just sort with the ungodly. Peradventure there may be 50 righteous persons within those cities. Wilt thou lose them all at once, and not spare the place for those 50 righteous' sake? Be it far from thee such rigour to undertake? I hope there is not in thee so cruel hardness as to cast away the just men with the reckless, and so to destroy the good with the ungodly. In the judge of all, be never such a fury.
At Sodom, if I may find just persons 50, the place will I spare, for their sakes verily.
I take upon me to speak here in thy presence. More than becomes me, Lord. Pardon my negligence. I am but ashes, and were loath thee to offend.
Say forth, good Abraham, for ill dost thou none intend.
Haply there may be 5 less in the same number. For their sakes I hope thou wilt not the rest encumber.
If I among them might find but 45, them would I not lose for that just company.
What if the city may 40 righteous make?
Then will I pardon it for those same 40's sake.
Be not angry, Lord, though I speak undiscreetly.
Utter thy whole mind, and spare me not hardily.
Peradventure there may be 30 found among them.
May I find 30, I will nothing do unto them.
I take upon me too much, Lord, in thy sight.
No, no, good Abraham, for I know thy faith is right.
No less, I suppose, than 20 can it have?
Could I find 20, that city would I save.
Once yet will I speak my mind, and then no more.
Spare not to utter so much as thou hast in store.
And what if there might be 10 good creatures found?
The rest, for their sakes, might so be safe and sound, and not destroyed for their abomination.
O merciful Maker, much is thy toleration and sufferance of sin. I see it now indeed. Vouchsafe yet of favour out of those cities to lead those that be faithful, though their flock be but small.
Lot and his household I will deliver all for righteousness' sake, which is of me and not them.
Great are thy graces in the generation of Shem.
Well, Abraham, well, for thy true faithfulness, now will I give thee my covenant or third promise. Look thou believe it, as thou covetest righteousness.
Lord, so regard me, as I receive it with gladness.
Of many peoples the father I will make thee. All generations in thy side shall be blessed. As the stars of heaven, so shall thy kindred be, and by the same seed the world shall be redressed. In circumcision shall this thing be expressed, as in a sure seal to prove thy promise true. Print this in thy faith, and it shall thy soul renew.
I will not one jot, Lord, from thy will dissent, but to thy pleasure be always obedient, thy laws to fulfil, and most precious commandment.
Farewell, Abraham, for here in place I leave thee.
Thanks will I render, like as it shall behove me, everlasting praise to thy most glorious name, which savedst Adam through faith in thy sweet promise of the woman's seed, and now confirmest the same in the seed of me. Forsooth, great is thy goodness. I cannot perceive but that thy mercy is endless to such as fear thee in every generation, for it endureth without abbreviation. This have I printed in deep consideration. No worldly matter can raise it out of mind, for once it will be the final restoration of Adam and Eve and other that hath sinned, yea, the sure health and race of all mankind. Help have the faithful thereof, though they be infect, they condemnation, whereas it is reject. Merciful Maker, my crabbed voice direct, that it may break out in some sweet praise to thee, and suffer me not thy due lords to neglect. but let me show forth thy commendations free. Stop not my windpipes, but give them liberty to sound to thy name, which is most gracious, and in it rejoice with heart melodious.
Then in a loud voice he begins the antiphon, O Rex Gentium, the chorus following the same with instruments.
O most mighty governor of thy people, and in heart most desired, the hard rock and the true cornerstone, that of two maketh one, uniting the Jews with the Gentiles in one church, come now and relieve mankind, whom thou hast formed of the vile earth.
Act 4. Moses Sanctus.
Still so increaseth the wickedness of man, that I am moved with plagues him to confound. His weakness to aid, I do the best I can, yet he regardeth me no more than doth an hound. My word and promise in his faith taketh no ground. He will so long walk in his own lusts at large, that naught he shall find his folly to discharge. Since Abraham's time, which was my true elect, Ishmael I have found, both wicked, fierce, and cruel, and Esau in mind with hateful murder infect, the sons of Jacob to lusts unnatural fell, and into Egypt did they their brother sell. Laban to idols gave faithful reverence, Dinah was corrupt through Schemel's violence. Reuben abused his father's concubine, Judas gave children of his own daughter-in-law. Yea, her in my sight went after a wicked line. His seed Onan spilt his brother's name to withdraw. Achan lived here without all godly awe, and now the children of Israel abuse my power in so vile manner that they move me every hour.
Pacify thy wrath, sweet lord, I thee desire. As thou art gentle, benign, and patient, lose not that people in fierceness of thine ire, for whom thou hast showed such tokens evident, converting this rod into a lively serpent, and the same serpent into this rod again, thy wonderful power declaring very plain. For their sakes also put us Pharaoh to pain by 10 diverse plagues, as I shall now declare, by blood, frogs, and lice, by flies, death, botch, and blane, by hail, by grasshoppers, by darkness, and by care, by a sudden plague, all their first-gotten where thou slewest in one night for his fierce cruelness. From that thy people withhold not now thy goodness.
I certify thee, my chosen servant Moses, that people of mine is full of unthankfulness.
Dear Lord, I know it, alas. Yet weigh their weakness and bear with their faults of thy great bounteousness. In a flaming bush, having to them respect, thou appointedest me their passage to direct, and through the Red Sea thy right hand did us lead, where Pharaoh's host the flood overwhelmed indeed. Thou wentest before them in a shining cloud all day, and in the dark night in fire thou showedest their way. Thou sentest them manna from heaven to be their food. Out of the hard stone thou gavest them water good. Thou appointedest them a land of milk and honey. Let them not perish for want of thy great mercy.
Content they are not with foul, nor yet with fair, but murmur and grudge as people in despair. As I sent manna, they had it in disdain. Thus of their welfare they many times complain. Over Amalek I gave them the victory.
Most glorious Maker, all that is to thy glory. Thou sentest them also a law from heaven above, and daily showedest them many tokens of great love. The brazen serpent thou gavest them for their healing, and Balaam's curse thou turnest into a blessing. I hope thou wilt not disdain to help them still.
I gave them precepts which they will not fulfil, nor yet knowledge me for their God and good Lord. so do their vile deeds with their wicked hearts accord. Whilst thou hast talked with me familiarly in this high mountain the space but of days 40, my benefits all they have forgotten clearly, and so are turned to shameful idolatry. For their gods they have set up a golden calf.
Let me say somewhat, sweet father, in their behalf.
I will first conclude, and then say on thy mind. For that I have found that people so unkind, not one of them shall enjoy the promise of me for entering the land, but Caleb and Josie.
Thy eternal will evermore fulfilled be. For disobedience thou slewest the sons of Aaron. The earth swallowed in both Dathan and Abiram. The adders did sting other wicked persons else in wonderful number. Thus hast thou punished rebels.
Never will I spare the cursed iniquity of idolatry for no cause. Thou mayest trust me.
Forgive them yet, Lord, for this time, if it may be.
Thinkest thou that I will so soon change my decree? No, no, friend Moses, so light thou shalt not find me. I will punish them. All Israel shall it see.
I wot thy people have wrought abomination, worshipping false gods to thy honour's derogation. Yet mercifully thou mayest upon them look. And if thou wilt not, thrust me out of thy book.
Those great blasphemers shall out of my book clean. But thou shalt not so, for I know what thou dost mean. Conduct, my people, mine angel shall assist thee, that sin at a day will not uncorrected be. And for the true zeal that thou to my people hast, I add this covenant unto my promises past. Raise them up, I will, a prophet among them, not unlike to thee, to speak my words unto them. Whoso heareth not that he shall speak in my name, I will revenge it to his perpetual shame. The Passover lamb will be a token just of this strong covenant. This have I clearly discussed in my appointment, this hour for your deliverance.
Never shall this thing depart from my remembrance. Lord be for ever to thee, most merciful Lord, which never withdrawest from man thy heavenly comfort, but from age to age thy benefits doth record what thy goodness is and hath been to his sort. As we find thy grace, so ought we to report, and doubtless it is to us most bounteous, yea, for all our sins most ripe and plenteous. Abraham, our father, found thee benevolous, so did good Isaac in his distress among. To Jacob thou wert a guide most gracious. Joseph, thou savest from dangerous deadly wrong. Melchizedek and Job felt thy great goodness strong. So did good Sarah, Rebecca, and fair Rachel, with Zephora, my wife, the daughter of Rachel. To praise thee, sweet Lord, my faith doth me compel, for thy covenant's sake, wherein rests our salvation, the seed of promise, all other seeds excel. For therein remaineth our full justification. From Adam and Noah in Abraham's generation, that seed procureth God's mighty grace and power. For the same seed's sake, I will sing now this hour.
Then he begins to sing an antiphon in a clear voice, O Emmanuel, which the chorus, as before, follows with instruments.
O high King Emmanuel and our liege Lord, the long expectation of Gentiles and the mighty savour of their multitude, the health and consolation of sinners, come now to save us as our Lord and our Redeemer.
Act 5 of Pious King David.
For all the favour I have showed Israel, delivering her from Pharaoh's tyranny and giving the land fluentum lac et mel, yet will she not leave her old idolatry nor know me for God. I abhor her misery. Vexed her I have with battles and decays. Still must I plague her, I see none other ways.
Remember yet, Lord, thy worthy servant Moses, walking in thy sight without rebuke of thee. Both Aaron, Jethro, Eleazar and Phinehas evermore feared to offend thy majesty, much thou acceptest thy servant Joshua. Caleb and Othoniel sought thee with all their heart. Aoth and Sanger, for thy folk did their part. Gideon and Thola, thy enemies put to smart. Jair and Japhethi gave praises to thy name. These to leave idols thy people did court. Or Samson the strongest for his part did the same. Samuel and Nathan thy messages did proclaim. Oh, what though fierce Pharaoh wrought mischief in thy sight? He was a pagan. Lay not that in our light. I wot the Benjamites abused the ways of right. So did Heli's sons and the sons of Samuel. Saul in his office was slothful day and night. Wicked was Semi, so was Achitophel. Measure not by them the faults of Israel, whom thou hast loved of long time so entirely. But of thy great grace remit her wicked folly.
I cannot abide the vice of idolatry, though I should suffer all other villainy. When Josue was dead, that sort from me did fall to the worshipping of Astaroth and Baal, full unclean idols and monsters bestial.
For it they have had thy righteous punishment. And for as much as they did wickedly consent to the Palestines and Canaanites ungodly, idolaters, taken to them in matrimony, thou threwest them under the king of Mesopotamia, after thou subduest them for their idolatry. 18 years to Eglon, the king of Moabites, and 20 years to Jabin, the king of Canaanites. Oppressed they were 7 years of the Madianites, and 18 years vexed of the cruel Ammonites. In 3 great battles of 65,000 of this thy people, not one was left alive. Have mercy now, Lord, and call them to repentance.
So long as they sin, so long shall they have grievance. David, my servant, somewhat must I say to thee, for that thou lately hast wrought such vanity.
Spare not, blessed Lord, but say thy pleasure to me.
Of late days thou hast misused Bathsheba, the wife of Uri, and slain him in the field.
Mercy, Lord, mercy! For doubtless I am defiled.
I constitute thee a king over Israel, and thee preserved from Saul, which was thy enemy. Yea, in my favour so much thou didst excel that of thy enemies I gave thee victory. Palestines and Syrianese to thee came tributary. Why hast thou then wrought such folly in my sight, despising my word against all godly right?
I have sinned, Lord. I beseech thee, pardon me.
Thou shalt not die, David, for this iniquity, for thy repentance. But thy son by Bathsheba shall die for as much as my name is blasphemed among mine enemies, and thou the worse esteemed. From thy house for this the sword shall not depart.
I am sorry, Lord, from the bottom of my heart.
To further anger thou dost me yet compel.
For what matter, Lord? I beseech thy goodness, tell.
Why didst thou number the people of Israel? Supposest in thy mind therein thou hast done well?
I cannot say nay, but I have done undiscreetly to forget thy grace for a human policy.
Thou shalt of these 3 choose which plague thou wilt have for that sinful act, that I thy soul may save. A scarceness, 7 years, or else 3 months' exile. Either for 3 days the pestilence most vile, for 1 thou must have, there is no remedy.
Lord, at thy pleasure, for thou art full of mercy.
Of a pestilence, then, 60,000, in 3 days shall die of thy most puissant men.
O Lord, it is I which have offended thy grace. Spare them and not me, for I have done the trespass.
I find thee a man according to my heart. Wherefore this promise I make thee ere I depart. A fruit there shall come forth issuing from thy body, whom I will advance upon thy seat for ever. His throne shall become a seat of heavenly glory. His worthy scepter from right will not dissever. His happy kingdom of faith shall perish never. Of heaven and of earth he was author principal, and will continue though they do perish all. This sign shalt thou have for a token special, that thou mayest believe my words unfeignedly. Where thou hast minded for my memorial to build a temple, thou shalt not finish it truly, but Solomon thy son shall do that action worthy, in token that Christ must finish everything that I have begun, to my praise everlasting.
Immortal glory to thee, most heavenly King, for that thou hast given continual victory to me, thy servant, ever since my anointing, and also before, by many conquests worthy. A bear and lion I slew through thy strength only. I slew Goliath, which was 6 cubits long. Against thine enemies thou madest me ever strong. My fleshly frailness made me do deadly wrong, and clean to forget thy laws of righteousness. And though thou visitedest my sinfulness among with pestilent plagues and other unquietness, yet never tookst thou from me the plenteousness of thy godly spirit, which thou in me didst plant. I, having remorse, thy grace could never want. For, in conclusion, thy everlasting covenant thou gavest unto me for all my wicked sin, and hast promised here, by protestation constant, that one of my seed shall such high fortune win, as never did man since this world did begin. By his power he shall put Satan from his hold. In rejoice whereof to sing will I be bold.
Then he begins in a musical voice, an antiphon, O Adonai, which the chorus, as before, follows with instruments.
O Lord God Adonai, and guide of the faithful house of Israel, which sometime appearedst in the flaming bush to Moses, and to him didst give a law in Mount Sinai. Come now for to redeem us in the strength of thy right hand.
Act 6. Of the prophet Esaias.
I brought up children from their first infancy, which now despiseth my godly instructions. An ox knoweth his lord, an ass his master's duty, but Israel will not know me nor my conditions. Oh, froward people, given all to superstitions, unnatural children, expert in blasphemies, provoketh me to hate by their idolatries. Take heed to my words, ye tyrants of Sodoma. In vain ye offer your sacrifice to me. Discontent I am with you, beasts of Gomorrah, and have no pleasure when I your offerings see. I abhor your fasts and your solemnity. For your traditions my ways ye set apart, your works are in vain, I hate them from the heart.
Thy city, sweet Lord, is now become unfaithful, and her conditions are turned up so down. Her life is unchaste, her acts be very hurtful. Her murder and theft hath darkened her renown. Covetous rewards doth so their conscience drown, that the fatherless they will not help to right. The poor widow's cause come not before their sight. Thy peaceable paths seek they neither day nor night, but walk wicked ways after their fantasy. Convert their hearts, Lord, and give them thy true light, that they may perceive their customable folly. Leave them not helpless in so deep misery, but call them from it of thy most special grace, by thy true prophets to their soul's health and solace.
First they had fathers, then they had patriarchs.
then dukes, then judges, to their guides and monarchs. Now have they stout kings, yet are they wicked still, and will in no wise my pleasant laws fulfill. Always they apply to idols worshipping, from the vile beggar to the anointed king.
For that cause thou hast in two divided them, in Samaria the one, the other in Jerusalem. The king of Judah in Jerusalem did dwell, and in Samaria the king of Israel. 10 of the 12 tribes became Samaritans, and the other 2 were Harasilimitans. In both these countries, according to their doings, thou permittedst them to have most cruel kings. The first of Judah was wicked King Rehoboam, and of Israel the first was that cruel Jeroboam. Abiah then followed, and then the other Nadab, then Baasa, then Hela, then Zamri, Joram, Achab, then Achosius, then Athaliah, then Joas. On the other part was Jonathan and Achaz. To rehearse all them that have done wretchedly in the sight of thee, it were long verily.
For the wicked sin of filthy idolatry, which the 10 tribes did in the land of Samaria in space of one day, 50,000 men I slew, 3 of their cities also I overthrew, and left the people in such captivity that in all the world they wist not whither to flee. The other 2 tribes, when they from me went back to idolatry, I left in the hand of Sesak, the king of Egypt, which took away their treasure, conveyed their cattle, and slew them without measure. In time of Achaz, 120,000 were slain at one time for their idolatry, 200,000 from thence were captive led, their goods dispersed, and they with penury fed. Seldom they fail it, but either the Egyptians have them in bondage, or else the Assyrians, and alone they may thank their idolatry.
Well yet, blessed Lord, relieve them with thy mercy. Though they have been ill by other princes' days, yet good Asegius hath taught them godly ways. When the prince is good, the people are the better, and as he is naught, their vices are the greater. Heavenly Lord, therefore send them the consolation, which thou hast covenanted with every generation. Open thou the heavens, and let the Lamb come hither, which will deliver thy people altogether. Ye planets and clouds, cast down your dews and rain, that the earth may bear our healthful Saviour plain.
May the wife forget the child of her own body?
Nay, that she cannot in any wise verily.
No more can I them which will do my commandments, but must preserve them from all inconvenience.
Blessed art thou, Lord, in all thy acts and judgments.
Well, Esaias, for this thy fidelity, a covenant of health thou shalt have also of me. For Sion's sake now I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem to speak will I not cease, till that righteous law become as a sunbeam bright, and their just Saviour as a lamp extend his light. A rod shall shoot forth from the old stock of Jesse, and a bright blossom from that root will arise, upon whom always the Spirit of the Lord shall be, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of heavenly practice, and the Spirit that will all godliness devise. Take this for a sign. A maid of Israel shall conceive and bear that Lord Emmanuel.
Thy praises condign no mortal tongue can tell, most worthy Maker and King of heavenly glory. For all capacities thy goodness doth excel, thy plenteous graces no brain can compass truly, no wit can conceive the greatness of thy mercy, declared of late in David thy true servant, and now confirmed in this thy later covenant. Of goodness thou made Solomon of wit more pregnant, Asa and Josaphat with good King Ezekias. In thy sight to do this was to thee right pleasant. To quench idolatry thou raised up Helias, Jehu, Helicius, Micaius, and Abdias. And Naaman Sirius thou purgest of a leper. Thy works wonderful, who can but magnify? Arise, Jerusalem, and take faith by and by, for the very light that shall save thee is coming, The Son of the Lord appear will evidently, when he shall resort, see there be no joy wanting. He is thy Saviour and thy life everlasting, thy release from sin and thy whole righteousness. Help me in this song to acknowledge his great goodness.
Then, in a tuneful voice, he begins an antiphon, O Radex Jesse, which the chorus follows with instruments.
O fruitful root of Jesse, that shall be set as a sign among people, against the worldly rulers shall fiercely open their mouths, whom the Gentiles worship as their heavenly Lord. Come now, for to deliver us, and delay the time no longer.
Act 7 of John the Baptist.
I have with fierceness mankind oft-times corrected, and again I have allured him by sweet promise. I have sent sore plagues when he hath me neglected, and then by and by most comfortable sweetness. To win him to grace both mercy and righteousness I have exercised, yet will he not amend. Shall I now lose him, or shall I him defend? In his most mischief, most high grace will I send, to overcome him by favour, if it may be. With his abuses no longer will I contend, but now accomplish my first will and decree. My word, being flesh, from hence shall set him free, him teaching a way of perfect righteousness, that he shall not need to perish in his weakness.
Manassas is past, who turned from thee his heart. Ahaz and Ammon have now no more ado. Jeconias with others who did themselves avert from thee to idols may now no farther go. The two false judges and Baal's wicked priests also, Phasor and Samias, with Nebuchadnezzar, Antiochus and Tryphon, shall thee displease no more. 80 years and 10 thy people into Babylon were captive, and thrall for idols worshipping. Jerusalem was lost, and left void of dominion. Brent was their temple, so was their other building. Their high priest was slain, their treasure came to nothing. The strength and beauty of thine own heritage, thus didst thou leave them in miserable bondage. Oft have they warnings, sometimes by Ezekiel and other prophets as Isaiah and Jeremy, sometimes by Daniel, sometimes by Hosea and Joel, by Amos and Abdiah, by Jonah and Sophoniah, by Nahum and Micah, Haggai and by Zechariah, by Malachias and also by Habakkuk, by Alder the widow and by the prophet Baruch. Remember Josiah, which took the abomination from the people, then restoring thy laws again. Of Rahab, consider the faithful generation, whom to wine drinking no friendship might constrain. Remember Abimelech, the friend of truth certain, Zerubbabel the prince, which did repair the temple, and Jesus Josedek, of virtue the example. Consider Nehemiah and Esdras the good scribe, merciful Tobias and constant Mardochius, Judith and Queen Esther of the same godly tribe, devout Matthias and Judas Maccabeus. Have mind of Eleazar and then Joannes Hyrcanus. Weigh the earnest faith of this godly company, though the other clean fall from thy memory.
I will, John, I will, for as I said before, rigour and hardness I have now set apart, minding from henceforth to win man evermore by wonderful kindness, to break his stubborn heart and change it from sin, for Christ shall suffer smart in man's frail nature for his iniquity. This to make open, my messenger shalt thou be.
As thy pleasure is, so blessed Lord, appoint me, for my health thou art, and my soul's felicity.
Long ere I made thee, I thee predestinate. Before thou wert born, I thee endued with grace. In thy mother's womb wert thou sanctificate by my godly gift, and so confirmed in place, a prophet to shew away before the face of my most dear son, who will come then until. Apply thee apace thine office to fulfill. Preach to the people, rebuking their negligence, dip them in water, acknowledging their offence, and say unto them, the kingdom of God doth come.
Unmeet, Lord, I am, because I am a child, and other than that, alas, I have no science fit for that office, neither yet clean eloquence.
Thou shalt not say so, for I have given thee grace, eloquence, and age to speak in desert place. Thou must do, therefore, as I shall thee advise, my appointed pleasure forth utter in any wise. My strong, mighty words put I into thy mouth. Spare not, but speak them to east, west, north, and south.
God, stretching out his hand, touches John's lips with his finger and confers upon him a golden tongue.
Go now thy way forth. I shall thee never fail. The spirit of Elijah I have given thee already. Persuade the people that they their sins bewail, and if they repent their customable folly, long shall it not be ere they have remedy. Open thou their hearts. Tell them their health is coming. As a voice in a desert, see thou declare the thing. I promise thee sure, thou shalt wash him among them in Jordan, a flood not far from Jerusalem.
Show me yet, good Lord, whereby shall I know that man in the multitude which will resort to Jordan?
In thy mother's womb of him hadst thou cognition. Have thou no fear, John. Him shalt thou know full well, and one special token afore will I thee tell. Among all other whom thou shalt baptize there, upon whom thou seest the Holy Ghost descend, in shape of a dove, resting upon his shoulder, hold him for the same, that shall the world amend by baptism of spirit, and also to man extend most special grace. For he must repair his fall, restoring again the justice original. Take now thy journey, and do as I thee advise. First preach repentance, and then the people baptize.
High honour, worship, and glory be unto thee, my God eternal, and patron of all purity. Repent, good people, for sins that now are past, the kingdom of heaven is at hand very nigh. The promised light to you approacheth fast. Have faith, and apply now to receive him boldly. I am not the light, but to bear testimony of him am I sent, that all men may believe that his blood he will for their redemption give. He is such a light as all men doth illumine, that ever were here or shall be after this. All the world he made by his mighty power divine, and yet that rude world will not know what he is. His own he entering is not regarded of his. They that receive him are God's true children plain, in spirit regenerate, and all grace shall attain. Many do reckon that I, John Baptist, am he. Deceived are they, and that will appear in space. Though he come after, yet he was long afore me. We are weak vessels. He is the well of grace. of his great goodness all that we purchase. By him are we like to have a better increase than ever we had by the law of Moses. For Moses' hard law we had not else but darkness, figure, and shadow. All was not else but night, punishment for sin, much rigor, pain, and roughness, and high charges there, where all is turned to light. Grace and remission anon will shine full bright. Never man lived that ever saw God afore, which now in our kind man's ruin will restore. Help me to give thanks to that Lord evermore, which am unto Christ a crier's voice in the desert, to prepare the paths and highways him before, for his delight is on the poor, simple heart. That innocent lamb from such will never depart, as will faithfully receive him with good mind. Let our voice then sound in some sweet musical kind.
Then, in a resounding voice, he begins an antiphon, O Clavis David, which the chorus follows with instruments, as before.
O perfect key of David, and high sceptre of the kindred of Jacob, which openest and no man spareth. Thou speakest, and no man openeth. Come and deliver thy servant mankind, bound in prison, sitting in the darkness of sin and bitter damnation.
The matters are such that we have uttered here, as ought not to slide from your memorial, for they have opened such comfortable gear as is to the health of this kind universal, graces of the Lord and promises liberal, which he hath given to man for every age, to knit him to Christ, and so clear him of bondage. As St. Paul doth write unto the Corinth's plain, our forefathers were under the cloud of darkness, and unto Christ's days did in the shadow remain. Yet were they not left, for of him they had promise, all they received one spiritual feeding doubtless. They drank of the rock which them to life refreshed, for one saving health in Christ all they confessed. In the woman's seed was Adam first justified, so was faithful Noah, so was just Abraham. The faith in that seed in Moses forth multiplied. Likewise in David and Esau that after came, and in John Baptist which showed the very Lamb. Though they see afar, yet all they had one justice, one mass as they call it, and in Christ one sacrifice. A man cannot hear to God do better service than on this to ground his faith and understanding. For all the world's sin alone Christ paid the price. In his only death was man's life always resting, and not in will works, nor yet in man's deserving. The light of our faith makes this thing evident, and not the practice of other experiment. Where is now free will, whom hypocrites comment, whereby they report they may at their own pleasure do good of themselves, though grace and faith be absent, and have good intents their madness with to measure? The will of the flesh is proved here small treasure, and so is man's will, for the grace of God doth all. More of this matter conclude hereafter, we shall.